From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the National Institutes of Health announced what the agency calls sweeping reforms of its conflict of interest guidelines. They basically require NIH scientists to sever any ties, financial or otherwise, that they may have with pharmaceutical or biotech companies, hospitals, or health insurers. The new rules are in response to some ethical lapses that were initially uncovered by the Los Angeles Times. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is with us in the studio. And Joe, tell us more about what started all this.
Well, it was basically some pretty outrageous amounts of money, or at least seemed outrageous to many people, that some NIH scientists were making by collaborating with biotech companies or pharmaceutical companies, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars over multiple years. And even more upsetting in some cases was the fact that some of the scientists that were taking the money were also studying products that the NIH was looking into at a particular time, and so there was a potential, at least, for conflict of interest that was concerning.
So consulting with industry is prohibited. What else?
Well, if you're a scientist, you can't own any stock anymore. You have to divest of all stock. If you're not a scientist at NIH, you're just the cook and bottle washer at NIH, you could have a minimum of $15,000 of stock, I mean a maximum of $15,000, and you're not allowed to take any awards. If you win an award or a prize, $200 maximum, basically, is the rule across the board.
Is there any outside activity allowed at all?
Actually, I have to tell you, there's one exception. If you win the Nobel Prize,
you're
allowed to keep it. And so they're going to make an exception for a couple of the major prizes.
Anything else you can do besides win the Nobel Prize?
Well, if you're a physician, you can continue to have a part of a private practice. You can write textbooks. You can do certain teaching activities. But basically, the idea is, you know, you're an NIH scientist first, and the director of the NIH, Elias Zerhouni, wants to do all these things to preserve public trust in the agency, because he thinks there should be one place where there's no taint, you know, that you can come there and you get unbiased information best you can based on the scientific facts.
Which seems pretty straightforward. These are, after all, employees of the federal government.
Yeah.
They get pretty good salaries.
Yeah.
What's controversial about rules saying you can't work for anybody on the outside?
Well, on the one hand, of course, nothing. I mean, this is something that we would all strive for, and yes, they do have good jobs. But you have to understand this in the context of the world of science. First of all, science is not done in a vacuum. People want to make cures. Basic research scientists, like most of the scientists at NIH, are the ones in the lab, you know, coming up with the new ideas. But there are biotech companies or pharmaceutical companies that are interested in taking those from the lab to the patient. And so the idea is that these kinds of relationships have built up. First of all, they're useful for the flow of information. But second of all, scientists make money doing them. And in the world of science, that's part of the money that scientists can expect to earn. So they're going to say, well, why would I go to NIH if I go to a university or Harvard or someplace like that? I can continue my working relationships, continue putting some money in my pocket. I'll go there. And NIH scientists, I've talked to a bunch of them today, are saying it's really going to be a recruiting problem now. That's the facts. I mean, may not seem like it's a fair thing. They're already making good money, as you say, but that's the fact.
Well, what about the universities? Might they be likely to restrict working, say, for a biotech company or a drug company?
Well, I mean, Dr. Zerhouni today, there was a discussion of these new guidelines, and he said, you know, we're not going to tackle that. You know, people who get NIH money, they can, out in the university world, they can make their own rules. But I think there's a question that's going to come up. I mean, you know, journals now require scientists to disclose conflict of interest, as they say, you know, I'm working for a company. So maybe we say so-and-so at Harvard, we have to add, and he takes money from, or she takes money from, some big company. The future, I don't know.
NPR's Joe Palca. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.